12:15 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 75. Tonight, clear with a low of 56. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Wayne County Treasurer Donna Masterson says payment for mobile home tax bills is due September 1st. A late fee of $25 will be assessed beginning September 2nd, and the late fee will cap at $100. The total amount extended this year is $104,510.78 for 1,084 mobile homes, down over $4,000 and nearly 60 homes from last year. The reason for the decline in the number of mobile homes, per Masterson, is a law that was enacted in 2011, which directed the Supervisor of Assessment's Office to bill mobile homes as real estate tax once sold. The total extension in 2014 was nearly $158,000. Bills may be paid in person at the Wayne County Courthouse, though people entering must wear a face mask and have their temperatures taken. Payments may also be made by mail or by using the drop box on the west side of the courthouse. People needing to make other arrangements or who have questions should call Masterson's office at 842-5087. Office hours are from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. More news next.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
Many colleges and universities are facing uncertain times as they plan for the fall semester. At Frontier Community College, we want you to know that we are planning for face-to-face classes while focusing on classroom safety and sanitation. Don't take the risk of going into debt for education that may only be offered online. Plan your future at Frontier, where we offer high-quality education at an affordable rate. Visit our website at iecc.edu and call 842-3711 to meet with an advisor today.
Swing by your Fairfield Save-A-Lot store located on West Main Street and take advantage of these great deals. Whole boneless pork loins, $1.87 a pound. USDA inspected beef ribeyes, $4.99 a pound. 10-pound average ground beef, $1.99 a pound. And 3-pound bag of yellow onions, $1.29. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main.
In other news, fish delivery for the Wayne County Soil and Water District Fall Fish Sale is set for September 16th. All fish orders are due by noon on September 1st, and anyone looking to order should call the district office at 842-7602 Extension 3. The 23rd Annual White County Crop Tour will be held on August 26th. Participants are invited to a breakfast that morning at 7 o'clock in the basement meeting room of the Farm Bureau building in Carmi, and teams will depart at 7:30. Participants will be assigned to one of the 10 townships in the county, and data from at least 8 different locations in each township will be collected. Groups will then return to the Farm Bureau building by 11 for lunch and accumulation of data. The complete report will be available to attendees during lunch, and it will be released to the public the following day. Data will be posted at whitecfb.com. Farmers who do not wish to have Crop Tour participants collect data from their fields should contact the Farm Bureau office before August 26th. Anyone who would like to participate in the tour should call the office at 382-8512. Due to COVID-19 guidelines, the event is limited to 50 participants, and social distancing will be encouraged. The tour is sponsored by the White County Farm Bureau, Wabash Valley Service Company, and Consolidated Grain and Barge in Enfield. 29-year-old Golden Gate resident Christina O. Tatum was booked in the Wayne County Jail last night. She was wanted on a Wayne County warrant for retail theft, and Tatum was released from jail after posting $520 bond. Bail was set at $500,000 yesterday in Jefferson County Court for 35-year-old Mississippi resident Brandy Tate. Tate was arrested Friday afternoon by Mount Vernon police after a traffic stop, and she was taken to the Jefferson County Jail on charges of controlled substance trafficking, manufacture or delivery of fentanyl, and unlawful possession of cannabis. She was charged yesterday with the Class X felony of controlled substance trafficking, as well as a Class X felony of manufacturing with the intent to distribute more than 900 grams of fentanyl. She is scheduled to appear in court on August 25th for a preliminary hearing and appearance with a court-appointed attorney. The Wayne County Health Department announced 5 additional positive tests for COVID-19 yesterday afternoon. A male child, 2 males in their 30s, a male in his 50s, and a female in her 70s. The cases brought the county's total to 50. One person was hospitalized, 21 were isolating at home, 27 had recovered, and one person with the virus passed away. The Edwards County Health Department announced 3 new cases yesterday, bringing its total to 17, and Wabash County announced 1 new case to reach 34. Hamilton County announced 2 new cases yesterday morning, males in their 20s and 60s. Hamilton County had 26 positive tests. 13 people were in isolation at home, 12 had recovered, and one person with the virus passed away. The departments will continue to investigate each case to ensure the isolation of positive patients and the quarantine of close contacts, and anyone contacted by public health officials should respond quickly. The State Department of Public Health announced 1,298 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon and 10 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 183,241 cases and 7,526 deaths. Marion and Jefferson counties each reported 8 new cases yesterday. White County added 4 and Saline County added 2. Clay and Lawrence counties did not report any new cases on coronavirus.illinois.gov. The preliminary statewide positivity rate for July 27th through August 2nd was 4%. The southern region's positivity rate was the highest in the state at 7.4% on July 31st, up from 5.2% on July 22nd. The Fairfield Community High School Board of Education met in special session last night and unanimously approved a return-to-school plan. Superintendent Jill Fulkerson told the board all Wayne County superintendents met with Clark Griffith of the Wayne County Health Department on July 23rd. She said she believed the department would do everything possible to keep schools open, and the level of cooperation from the department has been outstanding. Superintendent Fulkerson also said the IDPH definition of an outbreak would be considered a student testing positive for COVID-19 and a symptomatic student. At that point, the possibility of a temporary closure would exist. Part of the return-to-school plan allowed for students to opt in to remote learning, and 32 students had done so. 92% of the student population has internet access. Athletic Director Bobby Wells gave an IHSA update for sports next year. Opponents will either be in the same conference or state EMS region, and spectator and group gatherings will be subject to IDPH guidelines. For winter sports of basketball and wrestling, Wells said schools would be limited to 2 contests per week, and no tournaments or events with more than 3 teams would be permitted. Further, due to the number of players, coaches, officials, and staff, no spectators are expected to be permitted. For spring sports of football and volleyball, he said the school would do its best to accommodate as many fans as IDPH guidelines would allow. Spectator guidelines would also be in effect for fall and summer sports. In other business, after executive session, Grace Bora was employed to fill a teacher's maternity leave for the first semester of the FY21 school year. The Albion City Council met last night. Mark Curtis reports.
The Albion City Council agreed to look at their sidewalk ordinance for another month, along with City Attorney Brian Schenkel. Schenkel is to meet with aldermen and get their opinions as to how a new ordinance should be written. The current ordinance does not state that the city will do the repair work, as did the old ordinance, and the council would like more input into the construction of the sidewalks in the city that are replaced by homeowners. The vacating an alleyway near the Levi Fenton property and Kevin Savage property will have to wait another month so that the deeds to the properties can be examined to tell how much land is actually owned by each landowner and take another look at the city easement for that alley. The council did vote to purchase a new squad car for the police department. That bid price was $43,585 from Edwards County Motors. The electrical aggregate contract with Homefield Energy was renewed by the city. The council heard that the backhoe number one was in need of repairs in the amount of $26,388. The cost to trade in that backhoe on a new model was a difference of $85,520. So the council instructed Philip Coulson to only do the repairs needed to get by until another budget year. One major problem is bad brakes for that unit. Marty Reed with the Water Department suggested that the city look into the contract with Suez, which has a contract to maintain the water wells but aren't doing all work promised. There was some discussion of trading some water line running along Route 130 North, owned by Elry Water. The pinched water line is to come near a 6-inch line owned by Elry Water near Route 130. The city could have a looped system if the 6-inch line was connected to the pinched line. This would cost the city a new master meter for Elry Water if an agreement was reached. However, there would be several advantages for the city of Albion to collect to that 6-inch line. The issue will be discussed with Elry Water. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
The Wayne City Village Board met last night and approved an ordinance to prohibit storage containers, with the exception of construction use, for less than 1 month within a year. It also approved a new ordinance prohibiting the keeping of inoperable vehicles. The policy allows for the towing of vehicles that have been inoperable for 60 days, or after 7 days if the engine, tires, and other such parts have been removed. An ordinance prohibiting the dumping of trash in city limits was also approved, and the new policies will be posted on the village website. In other action, the board approved a 4-year support quote of $6,239.82 for meters, and it rescinded a previous motion to purchase new park playground equipment. New measurements will be taken, and a new motion will be made in the future for equipment, as the board said it believes it could get a larger amount for less money. A motion was made to limit the cost of the equipment to $20,000, and there will also be roughly $1,500 of additional expenses to put in new gravel and borders. Census signs will be placed around Wayne City soon to remind everyone to complete the form for their family as soon as possible, either by phone or online. City workers will also remind residents to complete the process. A judge in Logan County ruled yesterday that Governor J.B. Pritzker's order temporarily halting county jails from moving prisoners to state-run facilities was counter to state law. The Illinois Department of Corrections must accept an inmate within 14 days of a transfer, but the governor's executive order struck that language for the duration of his emergency orders during the pandemic. Illinois Sheriff's Association Director Jim Kaichuk said neither the governor nor the IDOC director has independent discretion to determine what inmates to take or not take, and he estimated there are roughly 2,000 inmates awaiting transfers to state facilities. The ISA filed a lawsuit in May seeking to force state prisons to accept transfers and to compensate counties for housing the inmates. The governor's order said the transfers could spread COVID-19 through the congregate settings of state prisons. State attorneys requested a stay of the ruling in advance of an appeal, and another hearing is set for Friday. Doug Wilson, state director for USDA Rural Development, says his office has been busy, even during the pandemic.
Of course, in the water and waste program, we have some of the lowest interest rates that we've seen historically, down to like 1.1% interest locked in for 30 to 40 years. So even though communities are trying to watch their dollars, this is a time where they really need to look at their infrastructure or community facilities.
Wilson says people can find out more information on offered programs at usda.gov/IL. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 74. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,743, up 79. The NASDAQ is at 10,895, down 7. September crude oil is at $41.46. That is up 45 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 86-year-old former Mill Shoals resident Doris L. Vaughn died last Wednesday. She had been a homemaker. Doris Vaughn is survived by 2 children, 8 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, siblings Dallas Nelson of McLeansboro, Ralph Nelson of Enfield, and Rosalie Lovins of Texas, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Doris Vaughn will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday at Springer Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Welcome to Asbury & Associates. I'm proud to be a new member of their medical team and to help continue the legacy of excellent, outstanding care they provided for women of the area.
Dr. Daniel Moore just arrived from West Virginia to join the medical team at Asbury & Associates. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Moore looks forward to helping women of all ages with their OBGYN needs.
I look forward to seeing you at Asbury & Associates, where we take care of women through all stages of life.
Asbury & Associates, with 4 offices to serve you.
Your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. For today, a chance of sprinkles. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny. High near 75. Overnight tonight, mostly clear, with a low near 56. Wednesday, sunny. High near 76 and a low around 55. Sunny on Thursday. High 79 with a low around 59. Mostly sunny on Friday. High 83 and a low of 64. And a slight chance of rain on Saturday. Mostly sunny skies. High of 86 with a low of 69.